Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Tiara.
Hey.
All right, guys. We're back. This week, Tiara is jumping in for Brad and Andy. So thank you. Yeah, we had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to find a co-host this week. So I was like, I guess Tiara is fine. Whatever. but you are very timely, actually, because you are in California. You are a California citizen.
Yes.
You one of the architects of the recall.
No.
Excuse me, I'm doing an introduction. I'd appreciate if you didn't cut me off. Just go with it. It's fine. No. So we are definitely going to talk about the recall effort. So let's just jump right in. That's obviously top of mind for most people. The Republicans decided, hey, why don't we waste $330 million, more or less, and try to recall Gavin Newsom as governor. And they thought, like, they had a real chance. Well, it turns out that they should have asked literally anyone were they going to support the recall. And the answer, turns out, is no. With a margin of like almost 65%, 63.9% to 36.1%. And that's at the time of this Washington Post article, which was 9 a.m. today. Gavin Newsom retains his spot as governor. I think he's up for re-election next year. What was your sort of – what was the – the feeling on the ground where you are? And you're in San Jose, right?
I'm in San Jose. Right. So I'm about 40 miles south of San Francisco. I'm in South Bay.
Right, you're in the heart of liberal America.
Yes, I am part of liberal America, even though where I am in San Jose, there are a lot of red parts. So in pretty much in the suburbs where you still have a lot of single family homes that have not been turned into apartments, or where you'll find the most conservative people. Okay. And by conservative, I don't necessarily mean white people. This one thing that is said a lot is that it's mostly white folks who are most likely Trump supporters, which is true. But in this area, a lot of people of color, non-black people of color.
Mostly Latin folks.
And also Vietnamese and other Asian groups are conservatives here, too. And I saw a little bit of the recall Gavin Newsom don't tread on me.
The Gadsden flag? Why?
Yeah. I saw like I would see them on the highway. Like they would like drape them over the highway. I think there was like a recall Gavin Newsom like rally that had like 20 people that was in downtown San Jose.
Oh wow, 20 whole people. All the people who voted. That's great.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess the feeling on the ground here is that we really weren't that worried. But that could be just being in my liberal bubble where most people here are vaccinated. And I hate to say this. I mean, not really, but chances are if you're vaccinated, chances are you're not going to, support the recall because chances are you are probably not Republican.
Right.
So, but I can tell you, I was a little frustrated with the coverage, with some of the coverage by some of the pundits. Making it seem like this race was closer than it actually was.
The impression that it was super close. Like up until like the last few days. Yeah, I got the impression it was like who knows.
Yeah, and it's just it was crazy to me because the way that Gavin Newsom has handled the pandemic, I don't see how anyone would have thought that Larry Elder of all people would have come in and taken his seat and then undid everything that Gavin Newsom and also his work with other state leaders, all that work that they put in the past year. That doesn't make any sense to me. And what's really frustrating about the coverage is that by framing it as closer than it actually is, what you're doing is instilling panic into people that that isn't real, and also the kind of panic that we honestly don't need considering everything else is going on in the country. Like it is not a game to us. Like, can you imagine if California had fallen to Republican hands right now with this Republican Party? Yeah. People think that Florida and Texas are bad. Like things would have gone to complete hell if Larry Elder had actually won and wiped out all of the vaccine mandates, replaced Dianne Feinstein with a Republican, handing the Senate back to Mitch McConnell. Shit that's going on with Texas with abortion rights, that shit would have been threatened here too. So I just think that the media coverage could have been a lot more responsible instead of trying to be like, how is Gavin Newsom in danger of losing his seat? Like, we know it's clickbait, but still, like, don't play it like that.
Yeah, I mean, this sort of idea of the horse race, right, is a real problem in the coverage of politics. Like, look, sometimes there is a horse race, and sometimes it's like it can be close, right?
Right.
Like, I feel like they played up the horse race a lot more than they probably should have in 2016, right? Yeah. Like, no, Hillary was kicking the shit out of Donald Trump for a long time. But then when you play up the horse race, the polls tend to tighten, right? Like,
right.
it's just the rhetoric tends to tighten where people are like, I'm afraid. And so they get more amped up. But sometimes it's like, no, dude, you're getting the shit kicked out of you because you deserve it, or just it's not close. So I can completely empathize with that perspective. I think you're right. The sort of horse race over reality is pretty annoying.
Right.
I mean, the thing that I posted on Twitter, like a legitimate question. What is it besides these like very restrictive policies during COVID that are what's getting people so amped for this recall? And pretty much most people were like, no, you know, it's just the restrictions. Like, and one person, you know, to their credit, they eventually said some stuff that I thought was insane, but they were like, look, he got busted basically for being a hypocrite because he was like having some like fundraiser where he wasn't wearing a mask and they weren't socially distanced and it was more people than you were supposed to, according to his COVID restrictions that he had put in. That's a valid reason to be mad at him. Is that a valid reason to recall a governor? That seems a little silly to me, right?
Right.
Like, if you're like, hey, man, we're living really restricted and this is unfortunate. Yeah, it is unfortunate. Also, he's a rich guy. And guess what? Rich people everywhere are doing that, right? Like, remember, rich people were getting rapid tests when no one else could and stuff like that. Like, that shouldn't – that's not giving a pass to Newsom. He should be called out for that. For me personally, I'm like, you're a politician. You have to be on the straight and narrow.
You know better,
right? Like, that's stupid to me. And he should get dinged for that. But should you – and it's not even so much about whether or not he's right or wrong, which he is clearly wrong in that case, but it's about who are you handing the state to?
Right.
Right. And like, and that's where I got into this like sort of argument with this person. And I said, well, Larry Elders is the person who would take the governorship, right? That's how the recall works. He's the top Republican. He would be the one. And the guy was like, well, I voted for fucking Kodos or whatever. I don't know who the hell it was. And he was like, that person's a straight shooter. I'm like, but that's not how the election works. It works if Larry Elders is at the top, that's who you get. And I was like, Larry Elders is a fucking lunatic. And the guy was like, well, I didn't really look into him. But you voted for it anyway? Like, what? Come on, man. Like, that's dangerous. And he apparently didn't appreciate that I called him a moron.
A fucking moron?
Yeah, he didn't appreciate that.
It's like, I was
so – like, you're endangering the largest state in the nation, man. Like,
yes,
the ninth largest economy in the world.
Yeah. Or is it sixth? I think
it's something. It's something. It's in the top 10. I know that.
Like, and, you know, something I was nervous about because I filled out my ballot yesterday. And when I was filling it out, I was like, OK, so vote no on the recall. But the one thing I almost forgot to do was to leave the second question blank, because the second question is, who would you replace him with? And that's the thing that everyone had to know what to do. Like, I think Gavin Newsom, everyone was like, vote no, but then leave the rest blank, because you don't want to give any votes to whoever could be the runner up. Because like you said, even if he, what is it? Even if you got like,
you can have 19% of the vote, like, as long as you're the top one. That's how Schwarzenegger won, right? Like, people forget that. Like, Schwarzenegger didn't win in a regular race for governor. He won in a recall when it was a bunch of crazy celebrities, and it's like, hey, do you want, like, literally the guy from Webster, do you want him to be governor? Dude, I'm – look it up.
Can you – Lewis or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Emmanuel Lewis or something. I'll look it up. But like the people running was like a super wild. Maybe it wasn't Webster. It was
Gary Coleman?
Yeah, it was Gary Coleman. That's who it was. Which is fucked up that I mixed the two of them up. But yeah, Gary Coleman was like one of the people. Like that recall election was insane.
And, you know, so something else, and this was also part of the narrative that I saw mainly on from political Twitter, which is like him, like going after California Democrats to vote. And while I understand that, the Democrats out here are some of the most politically active ones. Like, you don't need to tell us that this race matters. Like, I didn't sense any sort of complacency for this election. And I think that is because of everything we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years, and understanding that if Republicans even get to sniff the governorship, I mean, everything that we work so hard for is going down the drain, and we can lose it really fast. And also, what I hope for next year's election is that this continues to keep people energized to help Gavin Newsom win re-election next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, if the biggest complaint is that this guy was a little too hard on COVID restrictions, okay.
Yeah.
I don't, that's, to me, it's not much of an argument against him.
I'm sorry he worked so hard to save your life.
Right. Like,
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that he wanted to put money in your pocket. If you make below a certain income, I am so sorry. He should lose his seat because he wanted to protect the citizens in California. And also, by the way, 1 in 5 people in the U.S. lives on the West Coast.
Yep.
So can probably guarantee you a lot of those people are here in California. But yeah, happy he retained his seat. I really wasn't surprised. Like I voted, and then I think around like last night around 8 or so, I checked the polls, and I saw that I think within like 20 minutes or so, they said like 50 something percent of Democrats voted compared to like a certain percentage of Republicans, but the margin 50%? Was Democrats. Yeah, it was like something like that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
For a recall. So yeah, Democratic voters came out and showed out for this election.
Good.
And we're going to do it again next year.
Yeah, good. They should.
I want to keep my liberal utopia as much as possible. Well, as close to it as possible.
I was going to say, I'm not sure it's a utopia.
Not a utopia.
There's a lot of issues, but like, unless I love
you're white and liberal and rich, then yeah. It is a utopia.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not homeless. But yeah, I love when people are like, oh, California's a shithole. And I'm like, where are you from? Florida. I'm like, okay. Or Texas.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. As a person who lived in California, I miss it often. We'll see. I'm not going to live where I used to live, though. I'll tell you that. Way too conservative for my taste. Just looking, by the way, just looking at some of the people from the 2003 recall. Yeah, Leo Gallagher was one. Gary Coleman was another. Arnold Schwarzenegger was another. There were some absolute nut bars on there. It was 135 candidates competed in that recall election. It was madness, right? Everybody thought they could take out Gray Davis. And there was a lot of legitimate people too, but you know, Schwarzenegger, Gary Coleman, Leo Gallagher were people that everyone heard of. So I also
want to know if Caitlyn Jenner is going to relocate to someplace like Texas, where all the other libertarian Republican celebrities are going. Because apparently Hollywood is over, California is over. So they're all moving to like the Austin area and driving
up. Caitlyn Jenner, what's she going to run for? Texas politics?
No, I mean, I just want to know if she's going to leave, because apparently California.
Oh, they're not leaving. They're not.
Okay.
You think the Kardashians going to leave California?
I don't know about the Kardashians. I'm about Caitlyn Jenner.
None of them are leaving. It's all horseshit. All right, look.
Also, shout out to her for kikiing up with people who don't like her, who literally do not respect her humanity, and she decided to make a quote unquote name of herself in the political sphere by running for this recall election, and just completely let these people say some of the most disgusting things to her. Like, how could you? Like, I mean, even, like with Larry Elder, we've all known Larry Elder's a coon. Like, if you've known him at any point in time, he's always been this way.
But you know, white slave owners are the ones who really got the shaft during the Civil War.
And didn't he say something like how they're the ones who need reparations?
Yeah, absolutely. Larry Elder is he's on some different shit. Larry Elder's an asshole.
I just realized we're not at the hour mark yet.
No, that's fine. Well, fuck Larry Elder. They'll say it from the jump. Who cares? I'll name this episode Larry Elders is the worst person ever.
You think he's vaccinated?
Yes. Yes. I think all rich people are vaccinated. I think all of them lie and say they're not. I think Tucker Carlson is vaccinated. Oh, yeah. I think Tucker Carlson is getting a booster shot.
You have to be vaccinated.
You do.
To return.
Yeah. Shit, Biden said that. Like, he even pointed out, he was like, I want to thank Fox News for implementing a strong, you know, vaccination policy, even though they're railing on air about it. But yeah, you can't work that.
Tucker Carlson and Shandy, like,
shut up.
Don't put us out there.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. Like, let them know. Those dudes are assholes and they're giant hypocrites. Yeah, look, I'm glad to see Newsom won, and it was pretty easy. Yeah, they called the race like 37 minutes after the polls closed. They were like, all right, go to bed. Like, snog it off.
Who's the guy that says, I've seen enough?
Oh, I forget his name. Yeah, he's a prominent political guy. Yeah, I retweeted him yesterday. I was like, that's all I needed to see. That's all I needed.
No. Now, I don't know the whole story, but I saw people railing on Nate Silver today over his predictions over the recall. I think some people were saying how he was like, how the race is going to be closer than people imagined or whatever.
Oops.
And people have just been dunking on him all day today.
I mean, I'm trying to find the person. I can't remember that guy.
I saw Brittany Packnett from Pod Save the People. Being the one saying, like, when are y'all going to stop listening to Nate Silver? Because he doesn't take into account, like, voter suppression, Republican polls, like Rasmussen. Or I think he does include Rasmussen in some of his.
Yeah, he does. Analysis. He does. I mean, Rasmussen should be taken with a grain of salt. Like, they're like, Donald Trump's going to win by 97 points. You're like, yo, no, that no one else is saying this because they're a Republican poll. Like, no, you know, every time there's a Republican poll that looks really good compared to every other poll, it's Rasmussen. It's almost exclusively.
We surveyed 100 Republicans. 97 of them said
Trump's going to win.
Biden's going to win.
Did you ask a Democrat? Nah, fuck Democrats. No. They all lie. Like, all right, you got it. So, yeah, no, they're right about Nate Silver. Like, he doesn't take into account voter suppression, and it's a big problem. Right. So. You know, it's hard to do modeling like that, right? Like, how do you do it? Because it's not definitive, right? And so he's a numbers guy, so he's trying to do whatever's definitive. But you should take what he's saying and take it with a grain of salt.
I do have some other numbers from CalMatters. They said, not 330 million, $276 million was spent.
Oh, okay. Correction.
In unofficial and partial statewide returns, and this is as of 3 hours ago, 5.8 million Californians voted to keep Gavin Newsom in office compared to 3.3 who voted to remove him. Also, I would love to know, and I don't know if they'll ever be able to figure this out, maybe through exit polls, how many people voted the wrong way, who were confused by the question and said, like, and actually voted yes, thinking they were saying yes to keep him in office,
right?
Instead of the, because like the question was framed, should Gavin Newsom be recalled, in parentheses, removed from office? And I wonder if how many people might have like read that wrong and put yes instead of no.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, look, I think largely this went the way that I think most people wanted. You know, but nationwide, I think most people are just like, this is ridiculous. Like, again, he's up for re-election next year. If you want the guy gone, just vote in a regular election. That's it.
Yeah, run a real campaign.
Right.
Based on ideas. Yeah. And that's the one thing about being in this state is that you have to run based on ideas. And that's because we have the numbers of Democratic voters here. But also California Democrats want to make it more difficult to recall the governor.
It should be a lot harder. The threshold should be the signatures and like the threshold to get this on the ballot should be a lot higher.
Yeah,
it should be like oh, this guy had a fucking wine and cheese party he didn't like. Let's recall the governor. That's silly. Also, it costs way too much money.
Yeah, I honestly, what, considering how easy it was for this recall election to happen, it makes me wonder what's stopping Republicans from doing this with every Democratic governor going forward.
Basically, I don't think the rules for recalling the governor are the same everywhere. I think the threshold is much higher in a lot of places, which is why you've seen quite literally two recalls in 20 years mm-hmm. in California, right? Like that's fucking crazy. Like,
well, it says here a recall election qualifies if supporters can gather signatures equivalent to 12% of the turnout prior prior gubernatorial election.
Right.
So for this one, they needed just like 1.4 million.
That's not a lot of people, dude.
So you can do that. You can do that in my city right now. You can get that many people or that many signatures. Yeah. No, it should be more difficult because let's say the turnout is a little higher, but you still can meet that 12% threshold. What is stopping this from happening again in another couple of years? Cannot keep going through this and spending as much money as this election cost.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. One thing that I want to talk, or a couple things I want to talk about in reference to that race, is vaccines, right? Like, they were on the ballot basically in this race. Larry Elders and the Republicans, not just Elders, but just the Republicans pushing for this recall, were basically like, hey, if we get in power, we're getting rid of vaccine mandates and yep. we're getting rid of mask mandates, which is yes. crazy to me. Like, I'm not a fan of getting rid of vaccine mandates. I think there should be more of them, honestly. But I can at least hear an argument of like, well, that seems wrong or whatever. Okay, I don't agree with you, but like, I'm willing to listen to you. Mask mandates being eliminated? I'm not willing to even listen to that. That's crazy to me. Like, in schools, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. So I don't know if anyone knows this, but in Marin County, which is also in the Bay Area near Napa, an elementary school teacher caught COVID and she was the source of a breakout. Like about a dozen kids ended up getting sick and their family members and including their parents and siblings got sick too. Because some of those kids ended up having sleepovers and she was the source of that. School teacher, unvaccinated.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. You're a school teacher and you're unvaccinated? That's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how this teacher is still alive, but I'm assuming that if it was okay for her to go unvaccinated, there are probably other people who are aligned with her politically on this
issue. Of course. No, I think I'm pretty sure Baltimore City is requiring that staff be vaccinated, like mm-hmm. all teachers and stuff. It's either coming down the pipe or it's already in, like, I think it's already been mandated, but it's like they have till like a certain day, right?
Yeah.
No, it's crazy to me. Like, you're working with kids who are unvaccinated. Like, right. If you say, oh, well, I work with high school kids, they can all be vaccinated.
Right.
I guess that's a better argument, not a very good one, but it's a better argument. If you work with like underage kids,
yeah.
No, there's no excuse. Like, that's crazy to me. But I think if you want to be a teacher and you're supposed to be looking out for the well-being of children and, you know, seeing that they have a positive future, yeah, you got to get vaccinated. Well, I don't want to get vaccinated. Well, then you don't be a teacher. Like,
yeah.
Tough shit.
And also something that's that to Gavin Newsom's credit, he's been doing a lot of work with pretty much all of the mayors in the in this state, but definitely some of the ones who represent bigger cities, like in LA and San Francisco is another one. That is communication that is so vital as to why about 70% of this state has been fully vaccinated and at least more people who have gotten at least their first shot. So for instance, like London Breed in San Francisco, and in order to do anything in San Francisco that's fun, unless you want to do takeout
right.
or just go to a park, you have to show proof of vaccination. Of course, it's up to different mayors and stuff, but I don't think that happens without Gavin Newsom being supportive of things like that. Like, can you imagine if we were in Florida and the mayor tried to say, well, we want to have proof of vaccination. Ron DeSantis would be like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
That's the kind though, like that kind of leadership matters. Even if Gavin Newsom won't be directly involved in the yes or no, that his support, because he believes in the science, absolutely matters.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I just don't understand the idea of like, we're not going to do mandates for like mask mandates.
I just,
you know, that's crazy to me. It's crazy. It's crazy. Why do we have to? How many, how many people you need to see die? Yo? Like how many?
Death cult.
It is.
And in California, I can't imagine how many people here would have died. If we didn't have any kind of leadership, if we had the same leadership as Texas and Florida.
Yeah. You're in a world of trouble. Another point about this, this recall that I want to touch on, which is really super wild, is Larry Elder's campaign was they mistakenly put out that the election was illegitimate.
Yes.
This is totally by mistake. Before it took place, they were like,
yeah,
hey, these numbers are bullshit. We ran it through our, like, I forget what, like, some, you know, mathematical law, and we determined that this was impossible for Newsom to win. Like, they had already had that written and already ready to drop out.
Yep.
The second they knew that they lost. And the only reason why he hasn't really done it now is because this leaked by mistake.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Proving that this Republican thing of calling elections false has nothing to do with the facts. It has everything to do with there are no legitimate elections if a Democrat wins. The only legitimate elections are when Republicans win.
Yeah.
I get that people are waiting to, like, you know, or people are – they're over this election. It failed. We need to move on. But that type of shit needs to be called out. Like,
yeah,
you don't let that guy slide on that. I'd be like, no, dude, I would bring him to Congress over that. Like, why was this out? Oh, well, I had nothing to do with it. This is an official thing from your campaign. You had nothing to do with it? Cool. Bring your campaign manager in. Somebody knows why this was written.
Right.
Why was it written in, and not in, hey, like generic language, very specific language. Like, we have the numbers. This is what it looks like. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
how do you know what the numbers are?
Yeah, you don't know what the numbers are. No one voted.
Like, go on, like, just swear under oath and tell us everything that happened. Yeah. Oh no, and the thing is, it's so disgusting because, like, another reason why they're doing this is because they know exactly the kind of responses that their base is going to have, and the responses are violent.
Yes,
they want the same shit that happened in D.C. to happen. I think it almost did happen here, up in Sacramento or something, where you had people who are planning some sort of insurrection, but they want that kind of response here, and they're doing that shit on purpose. And yeah, I agree. Go to, like, someone from Congress, maybe, I don't know if Alex Badia has said anything about it, or Dianne Feinstein, if she's still alive.
She's a thousand years old.
Like, if she even knows what's going on.
She doesn't.
Yeah, they need to talk to Congress about it. Yeah. Because I don't think saying unacceptable is strong enough. It's so dangerous and fucking traitorous. Like, just,
yeah, it is.
Go to jail. Like, at some point, there's some point there has to be real consequences for even just spreading shit like that. And I don't know how, if that breaks any kind of campaign laws or anything like that.
I don't know that it does, but I think what it should do is it should force him to respond to it.
Yeah.
Like, because what you can do in Congress, you might not be able to, like, hit him with any, like, hey, this is fraud or whatever. Though it certainly would border on that. But you can force it into the news cycle. Why are you writing this? Why are you writing this? If you don't know what the response or what the response to the recall is until tomorrow, why are you already saying very specific things happen, right? This is a more elegant version of what Trump did, right?
Yes.
If I lose, Biden cheated. What? Like, No, dude, that's not how that works. You don't get to just call it bullshit before anyone casts a vote. That's nonsense, right? And people, I know some Republicans would be like, well, people were voting, you know, early voting. So what? You still don't know what the results are. You don't know what the results are. And so you can't just call it bullshit because you, but because you're putting in an insurance policy in case you lose. I mean, make no mistake. Had this not leaked, this is exactly what they'd be running today.
Yep. 100%. It also says before Tuesday's vote, the radio host had declined to say if he would accept the results, repeatedly dodging the question Monday when pressed by NBC News correspondent Jacob Silberoff, but also on yesterday morning because of all the, or this morning, because everything leaked, he said he was going to accept graciously in defeat and told his followers to do the same.
Yeah. Yeah. He got his ass kicked.
Yeah. He got his ass kicked. Like 65 or whatever to 36 is not close, dude.
No, it's not close.
You were never going to win.
No.
You were never going to win. And maybe for Larry Elder, he's probably smart enough to know this, but this is just for him to get his star power up in the Republican Party.
And it worked.
Shout out to being the chosen coon. Good for you. I hope it's worth it.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of harsh language there.
I mean, oh, really?
Oh, all right. All right.
I realized because I'm neither Brad or Andy, I can actually say these things.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you. I love having black people on. Yes. Yeah, no, look, I mean, you're not wrong. Larry Elder's
a he's a clean-shaven black man, so that's tell you. No shade to other clean-shaven black men.
Yeah, relax. That used to be me. I used to be in that contingent. Never again.
Jay, used to be conservative?
Slow down. Wow, no. Can you imagine? Yo, me as a Republican is that's a wild thought.
I can't. I honestly can't.
Imagine. I couldn't even fake it. I'm not this dumb, yo. I'm not. Like, I'm sorry. I can't just pretend to not understand basic thoughts.
So Jay, if someone offered to pay you $276 million to run as a conservative,
I couldn't do it, yo. I couldn't do it. I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't. I'd get the money.
Not win, but just run.
Nah, yo, I couldn't do it. Because I'd have to spew like crazy shit. I can't.
But it's $276 million.
No, I understand that. But then where am I going to live? I got to live on a desert island. Because nobody fucks with you after that.
You take the money, you backtrack, and then you give it to all liberal people.
Now, if I could get out there and be like, nah, yo, I was fucking around. I'm actually liberal.
No, yeah, you can do that. That's what I'm saying. You can do that.
Nah, but I feel like people are not going to believe me. Like, see, then I'm already
That's
fucked.
True.
Like I have to write, or do a video before I got the money and somehow verify, like, I'm on some bullshit. This is me scamming the Republican Party out of $276 million. When I get my money, I'm going to give it out to charities and then I'm going to pay my cars off. But like, that's it. I got y'all. Like if I could do that video and they got like me standing with a newspaper, like a ransom note or something with the date, fine. Anything short of that, no way. I couldn't do it. Like, I can't imagine pretending to be conservative because I find it to be such a reprehensible perspective. I was raised by very smart, liberal-minded black folks. And, like, I just can't imagine going to Thanksgiving and I'm like, no, but the Mexicans need to get out. Like, that's really weird. Like, really strange.
No, but because you're faking it. At Thanksgiving, you're just be like, no,
I'd be a hero.
Fuck these crackers.
No, I can say crackers.
Fuck these crackers. I'm pretending. Here's to buy your love. Here's $2 million.
Nah, I'm not buying your love for $2 million.
Now I have $274 million.
Nah, yeah, I'm not buying your love for $200 or $2 million. I buy your love for $25. Like, knock it off. See how the conservatism is like, it's already creeping in, right? I'm suddenly very cheap. I don't think I could. I mean, like, we had joked about like doing a fake podcast where we just pretended to be conservative and see how far we could go. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could. No, I don't think I could, man. I don't think so. I think it would make me so, I don't even know where to get the data to support my insane views. Like, I wouldn't even know.
You don't use data, Jay. You just make it up.
Yeah, see, that's my problem, though. I believe in facts, yo. It's so hard. Like, I'd have to, like, lower my chair, down and like, it's me, Ben Shapiro. Like, I would be Black Ben Shapiro. Like, that's kind of.
Oh, God. Now, you would have to.
I like it dry, ladies. Dry, you have to extra do dry.
With Nicki Minaj and make up shit like my cousin's friend from Trinidad.
Just testicles just blew up.
And he was impotent because he got the COVID-19 vaccine. Now his wife called off the wedding or whatever the fuck.
Yo, that story never happened. Two, I don't want to hear anything from somebody who gets like ass shots at the fucking local pick and save. Like, get out of here.
She retweeted Tucker Carlson.
Of course she did.
Tucker Carlson covered her and was like how she was on point. And she was like,
look, let me just make an aside. Okay. Let me just make an aside. Nicki Minaj.
Go and bash black women. Go ahead.
No. I'm not going to badmouth black women at all. Nicki Minaj, one, is an idiot. Two,
yes.
Two, she talks like a person who's never taken a class like on the English language. It's maddening to me. You ever listen to like a regular interview with her? I'm like,
no.
Yo, your language is fucking infuriating. I can't stand listening to her. I listened to an interview with her like on Joe Budden podcast like a long time ago. I had to turn it off. I was like, yo, I can't listen to an incoherent person talk. It's maddening. Like, stop cutting off words and shit. It's stupid. It drives me nuts. I don't care if it's a rap. It's ridiculous. Two, or number three, Monster, the lyric on Monster, her verse on Monster is the best thing she ever did. I don't give a fuck about any of her albums. Get out of here. Okay. I don't even think she wrote that. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z or Kanye wrote it for her. Whatever. The rest of her stuff is generally garbage in my opinion. Fourth, people need to stop supporting these fucking artists. I don't give a fuck what color they are, who traffic in bullshit controversy that they don't even believe in. Right? Kanye does the same thing. And especially mm-hmm. black artists who do it to get black people, putting black people's lives in danger. You're telling people, I'm doing my research. What research is Nicki Minaj doing? She got a beaker? She got a lab coat? No, she's not doing anything. She's just listening to a bunch of dumb people around her and say, I agree with you, Nicki Minaj, because they want to get paid. That's it. Stop listening to these people. And they traffic themselves in controversy and bullshit so that people keep talking about them so they can put out a new album. Look, Kanye did it. Slavery is a choice. I don't know, guys. And he did shit like that. Does he even believe that? Probably not. He just said it. Maybe he's fucking nuts. Right? But he did that shit as mostly controversy. And then right? And then look what happened. He put out a trash album and now fucking certified lover boy.
I have no idea.
I'll never listen to it because I don't fuck with Kanye like that anymore.
You know, I'll say this.
And now Drake fucking ate his lunch.
What's her name? Nicki Minaj. So you brought up her platform. That's Joyanne Reed talked about her in her show and said, you know, I have 2 million followers. You have 22 million followers. People out there listen to you.
They really do.
And here you are using your platform so irresponsibly, especially for our people, black people who are most likely at risk to die from COVID. We talked about this on our other show, Black on Black Cinema, where like if you're a black person, why would you want to put yourself at risk of going to the hospital to receive health care that you are more likely to receive lower quality care compared to someone who's white?
Right.
And Joyanne Reed was basically like, shame on you for doing this.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
Nicki Minaj's response was to call her an Uncle Thomasina Cone. And who's being used by the white man to spread false messages. And
you're literally being used by Tucker Carlson, who is a known right-wing racist. But it's fine because you get to push your bullshit. Fuck yeah. Nicki Minaj. How about that? Stop buying these people's albums. Fuck them.
And she said, and someone tweeted her and said, and referenced the story from, I think it was Washington Post that said, people who are unvaccinated are 11 times more likely to die from COVID,
mm-hmm.
according to a new study. And she was like, that's not true. Like, that's not true. And I'm just like,
how the fuck you know?
Like, you're an idiot. Like, you're an idiot. And you're, and not only, but you're dangerous. And she caught COVID from preparing for the VMAs, which happened a few days ago. And the only reason all this shit started is because it got out that she wasn't going to the Met Gala that happened because
they asked for
Monday.
Vaccinations.
Yeah, because they asked for proof of vaccination. So I'm thinking, like, all these other celebrities who got vaccinated are going, and you think that you're not done doing your research
How much? You're not doing any research. You could do it and then be done. Like, how long has it taken?
Research has already been done.
Yeah.
Like, by people who actually know what the fuck they're talking about.
Look, I need some. Look, I'm a, and I joked about this, but I kind of need this to happen. All right. This is what I would do if I had all the money and access. I'm going to need somebody to call up Dr. Anthony Fauci and have him talk about the COVID vaccine, but I need him to put it over the monster beat. Like, I need them to put it over the monster beat, right? Because I need somebody who has a semblance of intelligence to talk about this shit. She is not a person to listen to. She's an idiot. By the way, good luck on your recovery. I hope Nicki Minaj is fine. Nicki Minaj catching COVID again and getting put on her ass. I don't want anything to happen to her, like, permanently. But her having a rough time of it, it's like Joe Rogan. It's better for the country. It is. Certain people need to get it, and they need to get it and have a rough ride. They could be fine overall, but they need to have a little bit of a rough ride so that people can go, oh, we have to stop listening to that person. Yeah.
So here's some of the other, like, really tragic things about people like her with large platforms who have people who listen to them. Is that when she said, she was like, I'm also a stay-at-home mom and I don't have a nanny, which is, you're unvaccinated around your child, she just had a baby. So I'm like, you're going unvaccinated around
your newborn? That's like, crazy, dude. People don't allow people. I remember when Micah and his wife had their son. They didn't let people around in who didn't have the flu shot.
Yeah.
I remember because we didn't get the flu shot that year. And we were like, yeah, we're not going to get the flu shot. And he was like, you just have to wait a couple of weeks. And I was like, that's fine. I respect it. Yeah. Like, I respect it. Now I'm like, I have a kid. Like, yeah, I'm going to get the flu shot and shit like that. But this is just not something I did before, right? You're going to be around your child with a known very deadly disease. You're an idiot. Yep. You're an idiot. No, fuck
and,
that.
And the other thing about it is that
I'm never listening to Monster again. Get out of here.
Nicki Minaj has enough resources to get the kind of healthcare that she needs that her fans, a lot of her fans don't have.
100%.
It's same thing with Joe Rogan. Like,
yep.
Joe Rogan does not take no fucking horse dewormer. Get the fuck out of here. He's not doing that shit. And if he is, he's a fucking idiot too.
He's taking the doctor prescribed ivermectin, but he's also taking monoclonal antibodies and shit like that, which is the stuff that really worked. Right? Like he took ivermectin and all that. Yeah, he also took monoclonal antibodies. The shit that's actually working against COVID.
Right.
And I'm sure Nicki Minaj did too. I'm almost positive she did. I guarantee
you. These people have some of the best resources and access to healthcare that people only dream about. And also the prime minister from Trinidad and Tobago had to like denounce her comments.
Yeah, the health minister was like, nah, yo, this is a lie. Like, we don't have any reports of somebody with giant balls because of the COVID-19 vaccine. No, it's nonsense.
I'm gonna say something so inflammatory that that the Jamaican government is gonna have to put out a press release and say something like, "Guys, this is not happening."
Like, don't listen to Tiara. That's wild. Like, bean patties are terrible. Like, what? Or like beef patties are? They're like, whoa,
they
whoa, whoa.
The ship away.
Yeah, no, they kick your dad out the country for that. They'd be like, "Nah, you can't even stay here." He'd be like, "Nah, but what?" They'd be like, "Nah, we heard what she said." They're like. Nah, you fucked up. You go deal with that. You go to marriage. Get out of here. I really think that is, you know, as a side note, I think there are a lot of these musicians that are trafficking in controversy right now because they think that that's a way to keep themselves in the news. Look, it kept Nicki Minaj in the news. Like, if Nicki Minaj thinks that it's a valid thing to say that my cousin's friend.
I think she does. I think she actually believes that shit.
I think Nicki Minaj is an idiot.
If there's one thing Nicki Minaj is very messy, but
yeah, with her sexually abusive husband.
Yeah, her rapist, her sexual offending rapist husband or whatever.
Yeah,
that is her.
Yeah, and no, she's trash. I mean, she's a trash person. Like,
she's not a good person.
Nah, fuck that. Anybody who's gonna marry a sex offender is a trash person. I'm sorry. Like a real sex offender. Not like, hey, I pissed in public and the cops gave me like sex offending law. Like, all right, that's fucking ridiculous. And that should change, by the way. But like, cause that does happen to people. Like that's a real thing. Like you, yes, urinating in public in certain places will get you busted and put on sex offenders list.
That's scary as shit.
Don't piss in public, yo. It's fucking terrifying. Guys are like, no, I'm just going to do it. Don't do that. Don't do that. No. Cause like if a judge wants to be a real asshole, it fuck your whole life up for that. Like, don't do that. Yeah, like that's the problem with that list. Like everyone's like everyone there is the worst. Like, no, but the thing is, as a person who's not on that list, you don't really want to defend the list, like because it's fucked up. And you're like you're the guy out of context. Like maybe we should let everyone off the list. You're like you don't want to be that guy. Like that's a terrible perspective to be in. But yes, that is very true. That's a very real thing. So yeah, unless that guy got caught pissing in public, which I'm pretty sure that wasn't his issue. No. She's a trash.
I remember
person.
Hearing that her brother was also like arrested.
He is. For sexual, like some sort of sexual offense against a minor. Yep. Absolutely. So look, not all common behavior that you see is necessarily good behavior. People tend to fall into things that are common for them. Just saying.
I'll say this. I'm not going to put it on her. I'm not going to make her responsible for her brother's behavior.
No, she's not responsible.
But her getting with her husband who has a history of illicit sexual behavior.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, hey. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about what is common to people. And apparently that's a little too common in her world. I'm just saying.
And she don't give a fuck.
No, and that's really fucking strange.
She don't give a fuck. And her fans ain't leaving her. So whatever.
Whatever. You listen to
trash. Hope they don't get COVID. Because you don't got Nicki Minaj money.
Yeah, well, they listen to trash music anyway. Next up, Justice Department seeks emergency order to block Texas abortion law. This is long time coming. I mean, this only got announced. The abortion thing only got announced last week, so they're right in it on this week. I mean, anybody could have seen this coming. I mean, Democrats have to fight this. Whether they'll win on it is a different question, but they have to fight it.
Is this from... from them, are they responding to the do something, Merrick Garland?
I mean, I suppose, but like the Department of Justice was never going to let this slide. It's insane.
I mean, are you sure, Jay? Are you sure?
Yeah, I know. Because everyone hates Merrick Garland.
Because from what I kept seeing was Joe Biden and them, they don't care because Garland, they're just going to let this slide and they're going to let this law stand. And you know, we had to figure out a way to take back 2022. Or no, that's not what I saw. I saw. Don't tell me vote blue in 2022 because the Biden administration isn't doing anything.
And then when they do something, they'll ignore it too.
Then it's like, well,
of course they did. They have to.
Mike, but you literally did not believe they would do anything. You thought they were just going to let this like be like, well, I guess we're going to let women's constitutional rights just get, you know, trampled over because of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Nothing we could do, guys. We'll just retire. What's interesting about the DOJ's movement here is they basically said, like, look, they're asking for an emergency order. The United States seeks a temporary restraining order or a preliminary injunction enjoining the enforcement of SB 8. This relief is necessary to protect the constitutional rights of women in Texas and the sovereign interests of the United States in ensuring that its states respect the terms of the national compact. It's also necessary to protect the federal agencies, employees, and contractors whose lawful actions SB 8 purports to prohibit. So one of the other things is the Department of Justice claims the law, which went into effect 2 weeks ago, violates the 14th Amendment. That is a super interesting perspective, right? So the 14th Amendment, and I'll just read it for folks who don't know it off the top of their heads, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within the jurisdiction the equal protections of the law. It's interesting because when you read that, you're like, oh, they're just citing the 14th Amendment, whatever. But what they're actually saying, what the Department of Justice is actually saying, is rather slick. Mm-hmm. You can't have this law in Texas because these children are not born yet. Like these potential right. children are not born. So you cannot say that, like, basically you cannot apply a law to someone who isn't born yet because we don't know if they're going to be born on American soil right now. They are on American soil. The pregnant mother is, and she has sovereignty. But if the mom decides to leave, like, if the mom decides to leave or wants to leave the United States before the child was born, that child is not an American citizen. It's not under like, if you're conceived in the U.S., that you're right. a citizen. It's that you're born in the U.S. So right. they're basically saying this is a weird limbo situation. It's actually really creatively quite smart. Like, they're actually using the right wing's argument against them, that this idea of, like, well, you know, life, you know, starts at conception. Okay, well, if life starts at conception, how are you attacking them for this? Right? Like, it's actually rather clever to use their argument against them. Like, you either have to admit that life doesn't start at conception in order to try to make this work, which breaks yeah. the law, or you have to say that life begins at birth, which breaks the law anyway, right? Like, it's actually, right. again, this is the difference between do something and smart people thinking before they right. put shit out. Like, this is actually, it puts Republicans at a disadvantage, like at an intellectual disadvantage. Not that they, you know, give a shit about that, but it actually makes them have to make a valid argument. It also forces the Supreme Court to have to make a judgment that might yeah. be a little weird to just go, nah, fuck it. You can't just say fuck it. You have to rule on it. You have to actually rule on it.
That's so interesting, because that actually, if I'm thinking about this right, that should kind of set a precedent for every other state that's trying to have a similar law.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's like, this has been a long established thing that you can, that's why the argument of life begins at conception in the United yeah. States doesn't work, because right. we have the 14th Amendment that says if you were born here, you are a citizen. Well, then you cannot right. oppose those type of laws, like abortion laws, on, like, you're basically, because the mother and the child aren't disconnected. You are right. you are attacking the mother before the processes even happen.
Yo, that's super slick. And I would be interested. So basically you're going to have to force the Supreme Court to just outright
overturn. What they have to do is they have to say one way or the other. Because again, if they say that this Texas law this is a valid thing, right? That this Texas law is fine, then you open this is why the pro-life argument doesn't really work. Like, not from a religious or quote unquote human perspective. That's your own personal thing. I cannot argue that. The problem is right. that's what they think they're arguing. They're actually not yeah. arguing that, right? Because, okay, let's say life begins at conception. Okay, how do you prove that somebody was conceived in the United States? Like, you would have to track exactly where they went. Like, hey man, a lot of people get knocked up on vacation, dude. Like, right. hey, we're in Mexico. We're in Jamaica. Hey, we in Jamaica. Look, like a lot of babies get conceived in Jamaica, right? Like,
yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of alcohol, a lot of beef patties flowing. Like, yeah, like shit happens, right? So, like, if an American couple conceives a child in Jamaica, is that child no longer an American citizen? That's the argument you're making, right? Most women don't know they're pregnant day yeah. one. Like, that's ridiculous. Right. Most times it's weeks, 4 or 5 right. weeks sometimes, right? Right? It's normally at least 4 where you go, oh, shit, I missed my period, right? Like, so yeah. it's generally 4, maybe even most times 6 weeks, right? That's why right. they made it 6 weeks. So right. – So are they not a citizen? Are they not a citizen if they're conceived out of the country, which I would argue is not all the time, but like, that's common enough that would be like a pretty decent amount of lawsuits, yeah. right? Like, yeah. come on, that's crazy. Also, when's child support start? Right?
At conception.
That's what you're arguing?
Yeah, at conception.
Well, Johnny, you knocked me up on you know, January 4th.
My child was born on November 14th. You got me knocked out in February. I want back pay
right
from then.
Right.
Give me my money.
Because guess what? That is a valid argument. If you say that life begins at conception, then right. women should be able to sue for those payments. Absolutely.
Ah, fuck that.
By the way, then what is the argument that healthcare, like Obamacare, what is the argument that those things shouldn't pay for neonatal care and like all of these other, you know, like all of these other cares? Why shouldn't your job be paying for you? Like if you're, you know, you need to stay home because you're pregnant, like you're feeling ill and stuff like that. Why should your job? Why should they not pay for that? Oh, did you need, are you like bedridden or whatever? Your job can't fire you, right? Like that should be a federal law, right? That's not necessarily a federal law, right? So like those things all start the ball rolling if you say that life begins at conception. It's a very complicated thing. That's why it's way fucking easier to go, yeah, it starts at birth. You are here, right? Like
right.
Before that, anything can happen. You're like with this law, you're telling people like if they have a miscarriage, you're coming after them? That's crazy. You're telling a woman who has a pregnancy that's like a non-viable pregnancy. I forget one of the terms.
Pregnancy.
Thank you. See, this is why it's much better to have you here than Andy. He's not gonna know. He's like, I don't know.
I feel like Andy would probably know because
he don't know things.
Two kids.
So what? I got one. Big deal. I don't know anything either. He's still a guy.
Men.
But like. If you have one of those pregnancies, like Republicans were literally making the argument, well, why don't they just take the egg out and just move it into the proper place? Like, because they don't know. There's no procedure. Yes. Like, there's no procedure for that. What are you talking about?
Are they dumb? So what you're saying, Jay, is that they did not think.
The answer is yes, they are dumb.
So you're saying Republicans did not think. This Texas heartbeat bill all the way through, and the Biden Department of Justice, led under Merrick Garland and their brilliant lawyers, basically found a loophole.
Well, I don't know that I would say it's a loophole. What I would say is that they're pointing out a thing that has worked before, which is this idea of, are you an American citizen when you're born? Or are you not, right? When you're being born, or excuse me, like you being a conceived potential child, because it is a potential child. People lose their kids at 8 months and have a miscarriage over something horrible. I just read a story of a woman lost her kid. She got COVID and she was pregnant. She wasn't vaccinated and she lost her kid. Yo, she is visibly very pregnant, very fucking pregnant. Mm. Like, I don't know, 7-8 months, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's terrifying, right? That can happen. Is that her fault? I mean, they weren't vaccinated, so, like, kind of it is. But I'm not going to be the guy to be like, fuck you. Right. Like, I'm not. That's
right.
Like, those people going through hell.
That's a Twitter thing that people do.
Right. Like, those people are going through a hell I cannot imagine, and I don't wish that on anybody. I wish they'd gotten vaccinated, but I don't take that lightly. That would be soul-crushing, right?
Right.
So I just think that the point that the DOJ is making here is like, this shit ain't new. You cannot determine the validity of a pregnancy just because someone conceived a child. It's not that's not a valid answer because that's not how science works.
Right.
So, but it is interesting because I had never really heard that as a concept, that using the 14th Amendment as a way to knock this down. It's a fascinating way to do it.
What do you think the chances are that they'll be granted that injunction?
I think the likelihood is high. I think they will likely get the injunction because I think they want. I think Republicans in the Supreme Court want to strike this shit down themselves. I think or not strike down this Texas law, but I think they want to be able to rule and say abortion goes to the states. Like, I think they want to do that, and I think ultimately that is what's going to happen. I think it is. Unless you get like one or two of these motherfuckers to croak on the Supreme Court tomorrow, I think we are going to lose federally mandated protections for women's abortion rights. I 100% think that. I think that because I watched people not give a fuck in 2016 and let it happen. What I am more concerned about is not that I'm not concerned about that. I'm incredibly concerned about that. But this law has to be struck down because women should have the right to leave the state to do it.
Right.
Like, okay, Texas is a shitty fucking place. But if I'm Susie Texas and I want to get an abortion, I can hop on a bus, go to a place that's fucking civilized and get it done. Right. And not have to worry about people trying to hunt me down for money and sue me because they are just looking for a way to make me pay for a decision that is very personal. Right. So that is like disallowing women to get abortions in Texas is one thing. And that's horrendous. Right. Because it doesn't stop abortions. It stops, legal
safety. It's the bounty aspect that's especially cruel.
Yeah. It's just cruel. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's where that part has to be struck down. And I think that this law is so absurd. And this honestly is wishful thinking on my part. I think that part is so absurd that it'll be easy for the Supreme Court to be like, no, you can't do the bounties thing. That's crazy. However, you can make it so that people can't have abortions in your state. And that will be enough for them to say, you know what?
Any
state that wants to do it can do it. Any state that wants to allow abortion can do it. They throw it back to the states and they wash their hands of it. Which is fucked.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's super fucked.
Right. It is super fucked. However, there is a silver lining there, which is it is super fucked, but it is the one thing. It is the one thing that Republicans have been fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting to do for so fucking long. And when that is taken out of their hands, it's going to be super interesting to see where they go. Right?
Yeah.
Because abortion. We got to stop it. Okay. In your fucking shit state of Florida or wherever, red state, now you have what you want. What now? Because they don't have any political ideas, by the way. They don't have any political ideas.
I mean, the only thing that you do is just continue to get more extreme.
Right.
And like you mentioned earlier, like, are you going to come after a woman who miscarries? What if they do?
Maybe they will.
I don't know.
That's nothing to dismiss. And I don't mean it to sound dismissive. I'm just saying, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Right. I don't know.
And also and it depends on the state and how the lines are drawn. Like if you're in a state that is purple-ish and you're Republican controlled and they outlaw abortions, but you have another Democratic state run government come in and they say, well, no, abortions are back on. Are citizens supposed to go through that flip-flopping every time there's a change of hands in government?
Yeah. I agree with you. That's a real disgusting future. And I think it is. I don't think states change so much, like legislatures change as much. So I don't think it'll do like that much flip-flopping. Once one is like really red or really blue, it'll stick. If it's purple, they likely won't move on it, right? Like they'll just be like, because like it's too close to possibly losing. But the second they have full control and it's like, this is pretty established, like Virginia is now a fully blue state.
Right.
If Virginia's like, no, we're going to, of course, allow abortion. Like they have enough power now in the legislature and control of like the districts in Virginia that's not going to move the needle for Republicans to come in and retake power. It's just simply not. It's not going to happen in California. It's not going to happen in Maryland. Like, it just is what it is. But like places like Georgia are going blue, right? Texas is going blue, right?
It's a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. Like, look, all the gerrymandering and all this other shit that's happening in Texas, Texas probably would have gone blue in 2020.
Yeah.
Like, they are doing their damnedest to keep it from going blue, but it's only a matter of time. And you are going to have places like Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Kentucky that are going to just be ruby red. and you're just not going to be able to get an abortion there.
Which sucks
because, you know, you should be able to do that.
Those are heavily voter suppressed states, especially like a place like Mississippi. Yeah.
Right. But like not just voter suppressed. It's also heavily conservative. Right. Like even outside of that. And yes, Mississippi is incredibly, you know, voter suppressed, but it's also really fucking conservative. Right. Like, you know, so even if you removed all the voter suppression, it might be
it might be
60-40 instead of 70-30. Right. Like it's still politically, it's still a shithole. So, look, I think we are going to lose the federal mandate or federal protections for women. But I'm again, I'm not surprised.
It was on the ballot 5 years ago.
It was. And I don't think people should pretend to be surprised.
No.
And I know, it's getting old, you know, rehashing the Bernie Hillary shit. But that really fucked a generation or two. Like people have to really understand that. It really did. It's not just about being sad that your person won or lost. It really screwed a generation, dude. It really did. And people were saying, hey, this is going to affect the Supreme Court. And people like Brianna Joy Gray was like, no, it isn't. And then it was like, oh, shit, it is. And then she deleted her tweet.
Yeah. When the Texas Republicans passed and then when Greg Abbott signed that heartbeat bill into law, she deleted that shit because people were on her ass about it. Mm-hmm. Now what? Yeah. Let me pretend like
I never said it.
Yeah, yeah, and after she basically profited off having that kind of stance, which is equally disgusting, because I don't know where she lives. I don't know if she lives in Texas or she lives in a safe place like New York.
I think she lives in like California or something. I'm pretty sure she does.
She probably lives
in a super blue state. I'm sure.
Even worse, where you know this shit isn't going to touch you. I mean, and that's one thing about the recall election. Again, I was on the ballot. Like, if a Republican had gotten hold of this, who knows where we would be with like the future of women's rights here?
Yeah,
but yeah.
Luckily, the California legislature would have been like, no,
fuck that.
get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah,
like you are a radio show host. Shut up, Larry Elder. So yeah, good for the DOJ on that. Biden drops a couple of new rules on vaccinations. These are pretty interesting.
One of them I love more than the other.
Oh, well, let's see which one personally affects you. And it seems like my internet is out. Okay.
Oh, no.
Do you mind reading this story while I
try
desperately to figure this out?
I'll read the first one. Biden plans COVID vaccine mandate for 80 million private sector employees. More than 80 million Americans working in the private sector will be required to receive a COVID-19 vaccine or produce a negative test result at least once a week, said a senior Biden administration official. Spoiler alert, this is not my favorite one.
Okay.
Why does this matter? Because the new rule is developed by OSHA, and underscores his administration's ramped up efforts to control the virus and hospitalizations driven by Big Delta. OSHA is developing the rule that will require vaccinations or at least once a week testing for companies with more than 100 employees, set to be implemented in the coming weeks.
Look, I like that. That's a lot of people, man. That's like 80 million people.
I wish I had. Maybe I can find the story. Because after this was announced, what do you think people said, Jay?
Oh, I'm just gonna fire all these people until I get under 100. Like. I saw a couple people were like, nah, yo, I'm just not going to hire 100 people, which is crazy and a lie.
You saw people say that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lie.
Can they afford to hire 100 people? Shut up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I said as the CEO of TMP Studios. I'm not going to hire 100 people. Yeah, it was like six.
I'm going to tell Jay I refuse to get vaccinated.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a cough all into this mic. And
you cough all you want over there. We don't have any vaccine restrictions or any vaccine mandates at TMP Studios because none of us have been in the same room for like 19 months. So,
yeah.
Except for Micah, when I helped him build a slide for his kid. That's it.
Dad stories. Gross.
Yeah, we were wearing New Balance and braided belts.
Faded jeans. With a rope belt.
That's right. Dance.
So no, but what I saw people saying was, well, fuck that. You ain't gonna require me to be vaccinated. Okay. I'm gonna find the story.
OSHA says otherwise.
Yeah, so but it's funny because I think I read a story about how the majority of people who are saying things like just quit your like or no, let them fire you because you'll get unemployment.
That's a bad idea, Joe.
Like a lot of like human resource experts were like, don't do that because you probably won't be eligible for unemployment because if it's a company policy that you are breaking, of course they can fire you and no, you're not eligible for unemployment. And guess what? These people are the people who can least likely afford to be on unemployment.
Yo, so listening to people on social media tell you about your job is crazy to me. Yo, let me tell you about the policies of OSHA. Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, yo, if your job is like, yo, you have to wear shoes here and you're like, nah, I ain't wearing shoes, fire me. They fire you, yo, you can't get unemployment for that. Like, yeah. That's not how that shit works.
Yeah, it says if you lose your job, you may not get unemployment benefits because vaccine mandates are just another workplace policy. So you can either get in line and get the shot or you can lose your fucking job. And guess what? A lot of, if you're unless you're balling like that, you are one check away for being homeless.
Yo, most people are one unexpected bill away from a real problem.
Fuck around if you want to. And also, and this isn't related to the Biden story, but yo, the costs of being unvaccinated that these hospitals and insurance companies are gonna have to pay for, look, them your insurance premiums gonna go through the fucking roof. Good luck.
How about if they keep you on their insurance?
Yeah, if
because some companies are like, yo, don't fuck around. Look, I can tell you, if you think that once Moderna and Johnson & Johnson don't get that full approval in the United States, if you really believe that the insurance companies won't be like, yo, we will dump your ass if you don't have that COVID vaccine, you're crazy. Yep. You're crazy.
And they should.
Yeah, they should. And
they should.
Look, you got to have a medical reason to not have this. I'm not trying to hear this religious reason shit. I'm trying not to be an asshole about it, but there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't take a fucking vaccine. There's nothing, yo. That's a lie. It's a lie. Yeah, there's nothing in the Bible. There's nothing in the Quran. The only religion I think that has like a real standing in like because it kind of says it are Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm-hmm. Like they're not like you're not allowed to get like a blood transfusion, right? Like so they're like really not like they're really kind of anti-science in a lot of ways. And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to pick on them. I'm just stating the facts here. But like I could see that actually being a valid one. But Christians, knock it off, dude. Knock it off. Like mm-hmm. there was some MAGA pastor was like, hey, if you join our church online, you don't even have to come here. I'll sign a religious waiver. Like they're just giving them away, right? Like
they should go to jail.
Yes.
I mean, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like
lose your tax exempt status. Fuck them.
If you lose your tax exempt status, but also if your church is the source of an outbreak, and you're giving out religious exemptions like that, you need to go to jail. At some point, that there has to be some sort of accountability for people who are refusing to get vaccinated and are harming other people. Go to fucking jail. Lose all your money. Lose your job. Look, I don't care.
Look, I tell you right now, second my daughter's vaccinated, y'all people can do whatever you want. After that, you can do whatever you want. You want to have a religious exemption and y'all just dying in droves over there? Do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Do whatever you want.
Good luck.
Yeah, I won't be near you. But until then, I have a problem with it. Once my kid is vaccinated and I know that the vast majority of children in this country who have smart parents who give a shit about them, who are paying attention to the things that are going on, once those kids are vaccinated, I don't give a shit if the rest of you burn. I don't care. I don't. Look, you can look at every map. Like there was a map that got put out today of pro-recall votes in California. It matches exactly where all the outbreaks are for Delta.
Yeah.
It matches almost like mm-hmm. like you can lay the maps on top of each other and they show up. Mm-hmm. You can look at, you know, what are the Confederate states, right? These are all the same states that are dealing with all of these issues with COVID, right? Yep. Right now, once this vaccine is available for all these like little kids.
Yep.
If y'all want to stay and just like hang out and just keep passing it to each other and ending up on ventilators for the next 30 years, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. You can all die as far as I'm concerned. That's on you. That's look, your idiocy, your choice.
Yeah.
But right now it's not just your idiocy, your choice. You are infecting other people who don't want to be infected.
But you're causing more variants to occur. And that's why I continue to have a problem. Like,
Of course.
I'm fortunate enough to live in an area that's where a lot of us are vaccinated. So I'd be out here hanging out because
yo, wear a mask, yo. I'm going with you.
Yeah. I wear a mask, of course.
It's not what I've heard.
But I'd be having fun because, well,
yeah, I'm vaccinated.
But for all these other people who want it both ways, they don't want to get vaccinated, but yet they want the pandemic to end. Selfishly, all you motherfuckers are keeping me from resuming my travels. Like, I want to go to Sweden, and they ain't letting no Americans in regardless of your vaccination status because y'all are fucked up. God, I'm pretty sure if you listen to this show, you're vaccinated, but yeah.
You should be. How many times are you going to hear us yell at you every week about it? But
it reminded me to actually talk about the story. I just found it. It is about exemptions and what experts are saying.
Yeah, go for it.
So what you mentioned, I would totally understand if someone needed a medical excuse. Here's a headline from ABC News today. Few people medically exempt from getting COVID-19 vaccine. So all these assholes who are like, well, you know, I have a medical exemption. No, you don't.
No, of course not. Of course not.
You're lying. Okay. You're lying. Yeah. You're lying.
Show me proof.
Yeah. In fact, Dr. David Doughty from a little known public health school called Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Said other than age, there are no major exemptions that cover large groups of people.
No, of course not.
The only major contraindication for vaccines listed by the CDC is a severe allergic reaction to the first dose. In those cases, the person is advised to consult a physician and hold off on their second dose. So they're not even saying you don't get the first dose. And they're saying we're not talking about people who had like some pain, like so if your arm was hurting or you had a rash. We're talking about people who have
anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, anaphylactic shock. Those are the people who are being told.
Yeah, because you can't breathe.
And
that's fair.
Also, like, and there was, I know earlier there were like some concerns for pregnant women, but they've already squashed that already. Yep.
It's way more dangerous for you to get COVID while pregnant than unvaccinated than vaccinated. Well, so again, I mentioned that woman who lost her kid, right?
Like, yeah, which is awful.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. No. So if you have a severe allergic reaction like anaphylaxis, they tell you to hold off on a second dose, but contact your doctor. If you are someone that's known who's been exposed to COVID, they said that you should defer vaccination until the quarantine period has ended. So that means you have to get vaccinated. You just have to quarantine first.
Right.
If you're someone who received antibodies or plasma for COVID-19 treatment, they say defer vaccination for at least 90 days. Jay, where have I said don't get vaccinated?
Look, but what about Jesus?
Jesus is dead.
He's cool,
depending on how you feel. Not real.
I mean, here's the thing.
Hey, look. If you want to ask what about Jesus, you get COVID. You mean what I'm saying?
I mean, I would make the argument, and this is not, maybe this isn't fair. I'm not a theologian. But Jesus didn't get vaccinated, and look what happened to him. Just saying.
Well, you know, Jay.
After 3 days, God gave him a vaccination, and he got right back up.
I'll also have a confession to make. So, guys, I got vaccinated.
Wow.
And then like a week or so later, money appeared in my account.
Oh, interesting. I thought you were going to go with, I got vaccinated and then my testicles just like got huge. And then my fiance decided to cut off the wedding. It's like, wow. One, I'm learning a lot about you. I did not know all in
like, one. I got vaccinated and my menstrual cycle stopped working.
Wow.
And now I can put magnets on my arms. That's what happened, guys.
Oh, cool.
Boom.
Like, what was it? What was that that shit that they were giving women for a while, that birth control? Yes. You only had like one period once a year, then you were fucking insane.
I knew girls who went on that. I was like,
my wife used it like back in the day. She was like, yeah, I tried it. She was like, I was nuts. She was like, it was not good.
Honestly, I would be afraid to use it because I'm like, I don't want just one period. Cause I would be so nervous. I would be like, what?
Yo,
what's happening?
Yo, they should not hit, like, how that got approved is crazy to me. Like, but like, people worried about the CDC. They're not worried about these like crazy drug companies who are like, yeah, here's yes, take yes, like turn off your entire human body for a year. It's fine. Like, no.
Did y'all cover? I'm a.
No, I guess the CDC did approve it, which is kind of crazy.
I'm behind on the other Look For episodes. Did y'all cover the lady? She's like some old lady who died of COVID. She's
no,
like,
that happened this week. We forgot to talk about it. Yeah, okay. she's a fucking QAnon troll. And people are like, oh, Nana died. That's sad. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. I'm glad she's dead. Who cares? Next story. I don't care. I don't care.
I thought it was interesting because they were accusing, I think, was it the story where they were accusing the hospital workers of murder?
Yeah, QAnon was. Yeah, they murdered her. They murdered this septuagenarian woman who got a terribly deadly disease. They murdered her. What did they do? Throw her off the fucking roof? What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, they probably should have. That would have been
fun. I mean, I'm just saying, like, for people who are just choosing to not get vaccinated at this point and you are clogging up hospitals, I saw a friend of mine say,
why do they keep going to the hospital? Die at home eating your fucking cattle paste.
Your body, your choice. Stay home and deal with your choices. Like,
I don't understand why they're going to the hospital. I don't get it.
I saw someone say how their friend's father had a fall and it took him hours to find a hospital that would take him because they're so filled with COVID. And that is like, that's the thing that really just, it angers me because it's so fucking selfish to say something like, well, if the vaccine works, why don't you take it? And then you worry about yourself. And it's like, asshole, like you not getting vaccinated puts the rest of us at risk, not just because of potential variants, but because you're clogging up a bed for someone that could, I don't know, have a stroke or a heart attack, something that's super time sensitive.
Well, some guy traveled to like 20 or 40 different hospitals trying to find help. He was having a cardiac incident. And because they were all full from COVID patients, he died. Like, he died of a non-COVID related thing that he was having, like, not exactly like a heart attack, but he was having some sort of cardiac thing where it was like, this is an emergency, like, but not like he's going to die in 5 minutes, but like, this is a real problem. And they couldn't take him at like multiple places. And it was like an extreme number too. And he died.
That's fucking just. Are we past the hour mark yet?
Yep.
We are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can ask.
Oh, this here it is. Alabama man dies after being turned away from 43 hospitals amid COVID surge. 43, dude. 43? He's 73 years old. Man died of a cardiac event after being turned away from dozens of hospitals across three states that had no available cardiac ICU beds. That fucking guy, Ray.
You said Alabama?
Yeah. That guy, Ray Demonia, an antique dealer, he died because all of you fucking idiots won't get vaccinated. That's not that guy's fault. That guy might have been vaccinated. It's like, yo, I'm having a cardiac event. I need help. And they're like, sorry, bro. 43 hospitals. That's insane. That's insane.
You know something I think about a lot?
Jesus Christ.
And, you know.
That's a tragedy. That woman wearing a fucking mask of Zorro, you know, wearing a Zorro mask. Like, and her dying on a ventilator because she refused to stop being a troll. That's not tragic. This guy dying is absolutely tragic.
Absolutely. You know, I think about something a lot, and I think about, children with type 1 diabetes, right?
Sure.
When your daughter's with 2?
Yeah.
It's not uncommon to find children your daughter's age who exhibit symptoms of type 1. But because most 2-year-olds can't tell you, exactly what's happening, you kind of have to guess as a parent and then take them to a hospital.
Sure.
It is very time sensitive if you have a child with type 1 diabetes, if they're experiencing symptoms, to get them someplace fast, because a child could die in hours.
Right.
I keep thinking about parents who are going, who have children with other chronic illnesses, including diabetes, who may have some sort of emergency, but they won't be able to get a bed because they're, and this is not children's fault who are in children ICUs, but because their parents are so fucking irresponsible,
right?
That they are responsible for the filling up of these hospitals.
Yeah,
it really pisses me off, because it's basically like, as a vaccinated person, you have to continue to do the right thing, but probably even be a little bit more careful depending on where you live, because they may not have room for you. And what if you get into a car accident? You can't control that.
No, you can't. You can't.
What if you have a stroke? What little things like that they're not thinking of. So when they say my body, my choice, I honestly just want to push them down fucking steps. And the question I was going to ask, which is like, if you're Greg Abbott or Ron DeSantis, how are you walking around here so nonchalant and cavalier without worried about someone rolling up on you?
In fairness, Greg Abbott isn't walking around anywhere.
How are you, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott walking and rolling around respectively?
Thank you. I ask is that would be accurate.
Like without worried that some, like, that you have a parent or a child or a cousin or a spouse or whatever, or a significant other who has nothing left to lose. Mm. And your policies have effectively killed their loved one. And now this person is like,
this is what I've been saying. This is what I've been saying, man.
How are they not like worried as public officials, and not even just for themselves, but for your own family members who want you to feel the same exact pain that they're feeling? I don't understand it. I'm not saying that people should do anything, but what I'm thinking is like, I would be so afraid that I'm fucking this up on purpose too much that someone's going to come after me.
But this is the point that I've been making. Yeah, you live in Florida, yo. Florida's full of crazy people. Like, we know that, right? Like, we know that. Texas is full of a lot of people with guns. Why do you think some disaffected parent or husband or wife won't just fucking lose it?
Right.
You don't. You have no idea. And that's
none.
That's a wild risk to take, man. It's a wild risk to take. And look, I'm not advocating anything. I'm not even hoping anything like that happens. I really don't. Like, we don't need political assassinations or people being attacked. We don't need that shit. I didn't like the January 6th shit. I don't care how much you agree or disagree with how politics goes. That's unacceptable. But I'm just saying, like, I know people, and people can only bend so far until they're broken. And if somebody loses a kid, people who have lost everything and have nothing left to lose are incredibly dangerous people if they're not in their right mind.
Yeah. And they are just out here just being so cruel for political points.
Yeah.
You're
I mean, DeSantis is 100% being cruel because he thinks he can run in 2024. That's 100% it.
I can't imagine being in Florida and having to deal with this. In fact, actually, I know someone who has a chronic illness, and I think her daughter also has a chronic illness, and she has parents that are dealing with chronic illnesses, and she lives in the hellscape that's Florida, and she's so angry all the time. And I look at people like her, and I'm thinking, like, I low-key feel like if she lost everything right now, She'd be the one that'd be maybe like, look, I lost everything. If I get taken out in the process.
Yeah. But like
my people are gone.
Like, I feel like people don't think about these kind of things. And then it's like, oh, here's a crazy story. What happened to that person? Yeah. Like,
that's why
being like, quote unquote, like the good liberal and like helping everybody is a lot better move than just pissing people off. Because pissed off people do some wild shit. They do.
Yeah, they do. They do. And like, it reminds me of several years back when the Republicans were trying to overturn the ACA. And I think this happened in Pennsylvania where a lawmaker was like almost run off the road or something.
Yeah.
Because they voted to overturn it. And someone was like, fuck you. I would die without this.
Yeah. Like, so they were like bet. That. And they were like, honestly, bet. All right. You fucking around. You about to find out.
I'm honestly surprised we haven't seen more stories like that.
Again, like, and I don't want people to resort to that. I'm just saying that when you fuck people over, they feel like they don't have anything else to do. They don't have any recourse.
And also, according to Johns Hopkins today, 1 in 500 U.S. citizens have died of COVID.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. 1 in 500.
So when you talk to people who say, I have a 99% chance of surviving, 1 in 500 people.
Yo, that's.
Imagine going to a concert.
Right.
Or football game.
Yo, we've lost 665,000 people.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. Do you know how many people have died worldwide? Do you have any idea?
2.2 million.
That's a cute number. 4.5 million people have died. 4.5 million people have died.
And also, that's also.
People still think it's fake. Who are these people who still think it's fake? 4.5 million people have died.
People who haven't been touched by it.
We're 1 in 500. At this point.
Or people who have been touched by it, but they just don't believe it. Like and it's also fear, right? So you have a lot of people who are a lot of these anti-vax. I'm going to take ivermectin. A lot of this shit is just rooted in fear. At the end of the day,
of course.
But you know, God, 662,000 people. It's a lot of, but also you know that for probably places like Florida, it's probably undercounted because they ain't tracking nothing. Or at least they weren't properly recording things before that lady got hemmed up by the government.
Yeah. Wow. The Vatican has lost nobody. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, they're like, 12 people who live at the Vatican?
Yeah. They had 27 cases. That was it. They're like, everybody get vaccinated. We're done here.
It's funny. The Pope today was like, yeah, humanity and vaccines have had a great relationship. I'm like, nigga, these are your people. Like,
he's like, they're not my people. All 27 of us are fine. Yo, if the Pope is getting vaccinated, you can get vaccinated. Yo, yeah. Like, if you have a religious exemption and the Pope doesn't have one, yo, he talks to God. God's like, nah, take the vaccine, dog.
He talks to God for real. He actually has a burning bush in his backyard, everyone.
Sure, that's exactly what's happening.
That's what I heard.
Like, God was like, yo, take Moderna. Don't take Pfizer. That's bullshit. Like, Johnson & Johnson is just saline solution. Don't do that. Moderna. Like, a literal quote from God. Yo, Pope, take Moderna, my nigga. Take Moderna.
You think God and Jesus are like, fuck, another one of y'all? I ain't caught. Like, you asked me to call you. I was going to call you in like 20 years from now, but you wouldn't stop calling me, so I called you home. Fine, like, you home now.
You home now.
Please go outside. Do whatever.
I didn't think it was real. Well, you home now. So guess what? You can't call your family.
You know, the angels are like, God damn it.
It was 4.5 million of you. You were not supposed to come this early.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Why are you here? I ain't get vaccinated.
Yo, I said the vaccine, dog. I said three.
You think they eventually gonna be like, look, let me call my brother or my son. Lucifer, you got any room down there? Got any more room?
I bet there's a lot of room. And here's a great transition because we're professionals. There's probably some definite room for that fucking walking cadaver Mike Pence, too. Awful new revelations about Trump and Mike Pence on January 6th.
Wait, hold on. There's the other one, the other vaccine mandate.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
For federal workers. And this is why this one is my favorite one. Because they have no option for testing.
So this is just in the executive branch right now. Not all federal workers. Look, it's coming though. It's coming.
Fuck.
I know. It's coming. But yeah, no testing.
It says
that it was proposed. That one article is about what was proposed. Like he didn't fully pull the trigger on that. He should. I don't think he should be scared. All federal employees and contractors need to be vaccinated. Look, boom.
You
done.
We are done. You open up some vacancies on usajobs.gov. let people get up, give up them government
quit,
jobs.
They ain't quitting them government jobs. Or they getting vaccinated. They not quitting them like, government jobs.
The federal government gonna make me get vaccinated. Okay, I'll take a job.
Yeah, you GS think they giving you? Oh, yo, you think they giving up a GS-13 with a pension? No,
I'll take it. Look,
I am a contractor. If they want to fire a bunch of feds and then make me a fed, that's fine. That's fine. If you're stupid enough to give up your federal job, nah, you're a fool. You're a fool.
That's how you know, one, that's how you know they believe in the vaccines, but they just don't want to take it. And they're full of shit.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to give up their job. They're not going to give up their livelihood.
No, if you really believe it, then you lose your job. I don't believe in almost anything that strongly that I'm sacrificing just getting paid. Like,
and also, and by leisure job, I actually mean quit. Don't try to get fired.
So nah, you gotta quit.
Unemployment. You gotta quit.
You gotta quit.
Take a stand on your morals.
Yeah, they not taking
and
a stand.
Your values.
They not taking a stand for a goddamn thing. All these people, I'm gonna leave the military. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. Nope. No, they're not.
No, pay for, and then pay for everything. Your Cobra, pay for that.
Cobra. Expensive as shit.
If you catch COVID, look, pay out of
pocket,
bills,
bro. Pay out of pocket. You got it?
Yeah, you got it.
You're an American. Yeah, you ballin'.
Yeah. You're proud to be an American, and you have the freedom to keep your ass unvaccinated.
Yep.
And lose your job.
As I proudly stand up next to her and defend her still today. That's a terrible song. It's fucking awful. I feel like only conservatives really like that song.
Yeah, they do.
So Mike Pence, as I saw him call today, that walking cadaver, Mike Pence. You know, he's always been portrayed as like one of the few heroes of January 6th. Like he refused to
that
ruin.
Weak. Oh, that nigga tried to kill you. Yeah, he's still up his ass.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we could beat and be friends. Nah, yo. This guy. Nah. Yo, Mike Pence's brother even voted like against him, like, which is crazy. His brother was like, it wasn't that bad. Like, yo, they were trying to hang your brother outside of the Capitol. He's like, nah, don't worry about it.
Hey, Jay, your brother does that. What'd you do?
I don't fuck with that nigga no more. What? And we got to fight. We got to fight. And we like old too. Like Mike Pence is like 65. Like we got to box, yo. Like, nah, no, yo. Nobody's gonna disrespect. Nobody's disrespecting mother's husband. Okay, like
no, nah, yo,
yeah, he calls his wife mother.
That is not the kind of taboo novels I like. Please do not,
dear mother.
Ew.
Hello, mother.
Ew.
Yeah, Mike Pence is a creep, and he also thinks Mulan is a secretly evil movie. Because he's an idiot. So apparently, according to Bob Woodward and Robert Casa's book that's coming out called Peril, which I actually really want to read, but who am I kidding? I'm gonna have to listen to it on tape. It casts some doubts about Pence's role during January 6th, which is pretty interesting. Apparently, here's a conversation. This is what's in the book. So take it with a grain of salt. Right. But like Bob Woodward is like a pretty fucking serious guy. So this is not like that other guy.
People were dunking on him about for keeping some stuff a secret.
Yeah. But like, listen to the dialogue between Pence and Trump. It's crazy.
OK,
this is Trump first. And then it goes back and forth. Trump says, if these people say you had the power, wouldn't you want to? Pence, I wouldn't want any one person to have that authority. Basically, just call it like. Killing the count for the election, right? Mm-hmm. Then Trump asks, quote, but wouldn't it almost be cool to have that power? Like, what?
Mm.
Yo, Trump is a weird fucking guy, dude. Like, wouldn't it be cool, though? Like, trying to play to, like, this ego of, like, like Pence's ego. But he's talking to Pence like Pence is him. Like, that's something you could move Trump on.
With Trump.
Yeah, like, wouldn't it be cool, though? Trump would be like, yeah, it would be cool. Golden toilets for everybody. Like, that's what he would be into.
Wouldn't it be cool if your supporters stormed the Capitol in your name? He's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. And that's exactly what they did. And that's what he knew was going to fucking happen. Right? So Pence says you know, to that, wouldn't it be cool to have that power? Prince says, no, I have done everything I could and then some to find a way around this. It's simply not possible. That line is what's important. I've done everything that's possible. I've done everything that I could and then some to find a way around this, around us losing. It's simply not possible. So what was he trying to do?
Right.
Right. Like this is the part that is sort of missing. Right. Which is,
you know,
it's a valid
it would question. Be great if he could, like, you know, make an appearance in front of Congress and just tell us, like, what did you try
under
to
oath
about losing?
Under oath. Yeah. Under oath. Interesting. There is a hero to this story. A very unlikely hero. A guy who
Mitch
couldn't.
McConnell?
No. Is a political hero from the past.
What is he, Graham?
Yeah, older. I don't know that you were alive when this situation happened. Do you remember the show Murphy Brown?
No.
Carrie was going to be on this episode too, which would have been the same answer because both of you are 12, which is fucking insane. But Murphy Brown was a television show, and this was back before the internet existed. Hard to believe. But the actress who played Murphy Brown got into what would have been a Twitter war back then with this person, Vice President Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle didn't know how to spell potato. And
no, shut up.
You can look it up. You can look it up. Dan Quayle did not know how to spell potato. He spelled it wrong. Which every time I write potato or potatoes, I'm like, am I getting this right? Because I feel like I can't allow myself to get it wrong. That doesn't look good. I have like a nervous tick about it every time. It was such a profoundly disastrous thing. Yeah, just look up Dan Quayle potato. It's fucking hilarious. But Dan Quayle is the...
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Dan Quayle is the hero of the story. Dan Quayle called Pence, or I guess Pence called Dan Quayle, like, to get his opinion on this. And mm-hmm. and according to Dan Quayle, over and over, Pence asked if there was anything he could do. And Quayle says, quote, "Mike, you have no flexibility on this. None. Zero. Forget it. Put it away." Dan Quayle, a man who can't spell fucking potato, was a fucking hero on January 6th. To tell him, you cannot do this. As a
this
former
is random
vice president.
As fuck.
It's super random. It's super random. Who would have thought?
George H.W.'s
VP?
VP?
I would Dan never Quayle, guess this. Dan Quayle from the top rope, saving democracy as it stands. What an interesting fucking story.
Wow.
I want to read this book so bad. To quote a very famous moment from New Jack City, I want to read this book so bad, my dick is hard.
Wow.
That's what Ice-T said. That's an amazing moment. That is an amazing moment that Dan Quayle actually was like, nah, dog, you can't do that. Like, knock it off. That's dope.
There's more after this, because I don't like Chris Eliza, but he wrote an article called How Dan Quayle Saved Democracy. Yes, really. And right after what you just said, Jay, where he said, you have no flexibility, put it away, says Pence pressed again. You don't know the position I'm in, he said, according to the authors. I do know the position you're in, Quayle responded. I also know what the law is. You listen to the parliamentarian. That's all you do. You have no power.
He's not wrong.
That's I want to read this.
Yo, I...
Like...
Yo, how...
Yeah.
Yo, Dan Quayle saved democracy, yo. That's crazy. Yo, we laughed at Dan Quayle for years. What an idiot. What an idiot.
And he couldn't spell potato.
He couldn't spell potato. But at the end of the day, when it mattered, Dan Quayle, a fucking statesman. Dan Quayle, a fucking statesman. Holy shit.
Saves democracy.
That is an amazing, amazing moment in political history. By the way, what that tells you, more than anything, is that the old Republican Party is not what this new Republican Party is.
Oh, no doubt.
They are not. That is fascinating, right? Even Dan Quayle's like, nah, B. Like, Because if it was like, hey, we're all on the same team, like, hey, maybe we try to, blah, blah. It's like, right. No, you don't have anything on this. Listen to Parliamentarian, you're done. That's it. Yeah. They are not on the same team with this guy. That's why Trump is attacking Bush today.
He was?
Yeah.
I haven't seen, so just for the record, I haven't heard or read anything about like Donald Trump in what feels like several months for me. Like, I just ignore.
Donald Trump on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Do you know what he was doing this weekend?
No. Golfing.
No. More absurd than that. You're literally not going to believe this. I just want to preface this. You're literally not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. Okay. He was doing color commentary for a boxing match with Evander Holyfield. That's a real thing that happened.
This nigga was president of the United States show.
He's a carnival barker. He was doing what Joe Rogan does.
You know.
But really poorly.
Every now and then, I think about how close we were to him just like dying from COVID. And I just wonder what if that had been Delta variant, you know?
Oh, he wouldn't have made it. No way.
And, you know.
No way.
And then I think about how I really want justice for all the shit that he's put us through for the last 5 years. So part of me doesn't want him to die, at least not until he sees true defeat or like loot or pay some sort of consequence.
Yeah, I agree.
But honestly, though, I may just be getting to the point where I'll take whatever the universe wants to do.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, if he died tomorrow, I think I would be extremely happy.
Like, I realize I haven't read anything about his kids, Jared Kushner. I have not read a thing about
them. Yeah, they're in a world of fucking trouble.
Oh, good. Go to jail, whatever, something. Something needs to happen to them. But of course, and I'm assuming this man didn't pay any kind of tribute to 9/11, but wasn't he one of the ones that was like, at least it wasn't Trump Tower, like 20 years ago?
Yeah, he was bragging on 9/11, how now his building was the tallest building in New York, or one of the tallest buildings in New York.
Yo, it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is. He is. He was on CNN. The towers were fucking smoking. Like, they were in a smoking rubble. And that guy was still talking about, like, his shit. Though. He's a fucking mental case. He's a fucking mental case. Again, if he died tomorrow, I wouldn't care. I would now be more upset if Dan Quayle died tomorrow. Yo, Dan Quayle is the savior of democracy. That's crazy.
Yo. Wow. I mean, yay.
Potato, like.
Potato, whatever, how you, he can spell potato however he wants now.
Nah, yo. It's got an E on the end now.
I'm going to say add the E on the end.
Nah, yo. Like, officially, we spell it with an E on the end. Fuck out of here. Dan Quayle, savior of democracy. That's crazy to me. Like, yo, I remember him fighting with Murphy Brown about, like, being a single mom. Like, I remember that. Like, that was a whole thing.
Wow.
Wow. All right. This is a pretty amazing story. By amazing, I mean this is the most stupid controversy of all time. Apparently, people are mad that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went to the Met Gala and is wearing a tech the rich
dress. This socialist went to one of the fanciest parties of the year?
Look, I want to talk about that. I do. But I also want to talk about, like, did you open this article?
Yeah, I see her dress. I saw her dress earlier.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that as well. Who's the person next to her?
I don't know, but she looks familiar. Oh, is that the chick from Spider-Man?
No, that's not her. Yeah, that woman is super fine. I just wanted to see if you knew who it was.
Damn. Jesus, no, I don't know who Christ. That is.
Wow.
But I can find out.
Yeah, I need some help. Come on now.
Sure.
She's probably on one of those shows, Greenleaf or whatever you watch. those black shows. Is that Megan Fox in the back? No.
Yeah, that's her.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, she looks pretty good there.
Yeah, she looked like,
because she looked like trash at the VMAs, wearing that terrible dress with Machine Gun Kelly, who apparently doesn't do rap anymore. What is happening? Young people get on my nerves.
I don't know what these young people are doing. Why would I know?
Because you're one of them. Anyway, the woman standing next to the text. I didn't even know
Machine Gun Kelly was a rapper until someone mentioned it the other
day. Yeah, he's like an Eminem guy. He's like one of the white rappers. It's like him, Eminem, Yellow Wolf, and then that one guy.
Who is AOC standing?
I don't know. She's.
I'm just putting that in Google because I'm like, I don't know. I want to know.
Is that her friend?
Aurora James.
All right, I'm gonna have to look her up. So she wore a Tax the Rich dress, and I guess conservatives are under the impression that because you hold a more like democratic socialist perspective, you don't like money. Or you don't like nice things. I think they think that if you're a socialist, you have to eat gruel. I am definitely more in line with sort of the ideas of democratic socialism. I like nice things. I like brunch. The fuck? Like, I just think people should pay their fair taxes.
Of course, you like brunch. You're a Baltimore DC trap brunch person.
Yo, I am not a trap. Like, yo, turn that music down. Like, I don't want to. I can't say what I want to say because it's not black on black cinema. But turn that goddamn jigaboo music down. Like, I just want to.
Jay goes and brunch at the Turkey Lake.
No. I mean, this is where me and Larry Elders are similar. Turn that music down. You bunch of loud blacks. Turn it down. I just want to enjoy my eggs at 11 o'clock with booze. Knock it off.
Elder. J 2024.
That's right. We're coming.
24.
Yo, I saw a tweet from who was it? George Takei that said Larry Elders got beat so bad in the recall election, you could call it elder abuse. I was like, that's pretty good. I like it. It's not bad. So yeah, people are upset. People on the right are like, hey, why aren't you eating gruel and wearing a potato sack? Cause you're a socialist.
Socialist doesn't mean poor.
No, it really doesn't. Like Scandinavian countries don't, they don't all eat gruel and wear potato sacks. And
$35,000 to go to the Met Gala. If you're not invited. Dang.
Yeah, I'm not going to the Met Gala, unless I'm invited. $35,000.
I mean, I feel like if you can afford $35,000,
you should be invited.
If you can consider, maybe I'll purchase tickets to $35,000. Ain't nothing to you.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So the people on the far left, the extreme left, the neo-progs, as Brad calls them, I think is a great name. The neo-progs also have a problem with this because AOC is around rich people, and that's also wrong, even though they love people like Rose McGowan, which doesn't make sense to me.
That bitch is crazy.
I didn't use the B word.
Look, I'll say it. Fuck her. Because she campaigned against Gavin Newsom because she
She campaigned with Larry Elders. There's a difference because
she has some sort of weird fucked up conspiracy theory that Gavin Newsom's wife like stalked her or was into some shit. I'm not knocking her for helping bring Harvey Weinstein to justice or sharing her stories.
Yep, 100% in support of her for that. Absolutely.
Everything else after that. And her behavior, her very white women be anti-democratic, going on Tucker Carlson behavior. Fuck her.
I'm of one mind with Rose McGowan, which is Rose McGowan's behavior as far as being very anti-democratic, or excuse me, anti-Democrats as a party. In her sort of swing into like the right wing, because she's like a very Rose Twitter person, right?
What did you say? It's a circle. You go so far to one.
Yeah, and you just end up on the other end. Like, yeah. This is not just a line, right? It was inevitable because I don't think that she's. I think she's a hurt person, and I think that's legitimate. Like, I think she needs help. I think that, and I don't know that she's not getting help. I don't mean to imply that. I really am not. I'm not trying to bash her like super personally. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I think she is a very hurt person. I think she's been abused. I think she has seen some really nasty parts of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And those are valid. And like the Harvey Weinstein shit is valid. And right. I think she takes it as Democrats are generally in line with Hollywood. Right. That's true, right? They are. And so fuck Democrats. And I think her anti-democratic stance is more of a port in the storm of her hurt than it is anything else. And right. so she'll side with Republicans because they will shit on Hollywood as if it means anything besides like, we're just upset that our Hollywood people aren't getting over like yours are. Right.
Right.
And that's all it is. But she doesn't realize that because she's just a hurt person. So I agree yeah. with you. Fuck her policies, fuck her stance, whatever. But I also realize like she is not a normal functioning person. Like she's
no,
not.
No, she's not.
And, but the problem is she has a platform, much like Nicki Minaj, that people listen to her. So you should call it out. Yeah, you should.
And that's why I don't have a ton of sympathy for her because also like, yeah, she's a hurt person, but that is her responsibility to try to get that through yeah. that as healthily as possible. And she's not doing it in a healthy way. She's actually being very destructive about it. And again, people listen to her. She like yeah. I'm not sure if she has as big of a following as Nicki Minaj. I doubt it, but
no.
still, she could have completely chosen to go a different way, but she's choosing to kiki it up with Larry Elder and Tucker Carlson and all them, and it's just no. Mm-mm. Yeah. I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, AOC.
Yeah. So no, I don't have a problem right, with her. Left. Yeah, and look, the far left is upset because she shouldn't be around rich people. To that I would say grow up.
Yeah.
You can advocate to help poor people, you can advocate for fair wages, you can advocate for people paying their taxes, and you can also go to the Met Gala. You can do all of those things.
I'm
not mad at AOC at all for that.
What do people want her to do?
They want her to be as miserable as they are. Yo, she's like 30. Miserable. She's like 30 years old. She's a mega star. She gets work done. She's accomplished. She's smart. She's good looking.
Is she supposed to continue to struggle?
Like yeah, financially? I think so.
Is she supposed to continue to struggle financially? Is she not supposed to make the best use of her connections? And also, another thing, is she not supposed to enjoy this part this time? And like I know she
no
like she's
mad. She's supposed to be miserable.
That woman has gone through so much. Her and I think she's like maybe a year older than me or so.
Yeah, she's like 30.
She's gone through so much in her young life, as a congresswoman, and she's not supposed to enjoy any of it.
Look, I tell you right now, if I'm at the Met Gala, I don't know how I got there, but they had like the Met Gala for podcasters. Be super lame. Don't do that. That feels offensive. We could have our own thing that would be cooler than that. But if I was at the Met Gala, yeah, I'd go up to her. I'd be like, yo, you're fucking awesome. Like yeah. great dress. Like,
I mean,
people there support liberal ideas. Now, do they want to be taxed? Probably not.
No.
But at the same time, like, look, I'm taking a picture with AOC in that dress. I'm like, hey, I'm on your side. It's cool.
The far left and far right, the far right arguments are never in good faith. And neither really are the far left. But I think
no,
people on the far left actually believe that you're supposed that leaders are supposed to struggle like day in and day out for the cause. I'm just like,
they want AOC to be Bernie.
Do y'all and Bernie is not, he ain't the Met Gala, but he got Met Gala money. He can afford to go to the Met Gala if he wants to. Bernie ain't struggling.
Yeah,
Bernie is not out here.
But he always comes off as being as miserable as they are.
Yeah.
Like that is the appeal that, and I don't want to trivialize his entire appeal to that, but, right. but his sort of like,
I'm the only independent here who's against all of this. It's so hard for me. And I haven't hardly done anything in 30 years. And that's because it's been a super hard. It's like that person at work who was like, oh my God, I'm so busy. I mean, you're like, everyone is busy. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about?
Or you, all you do is say you're busy, that maybe you're not that busy. But
yeah, and you look for the results and you're like, so you're so busy. What are you doing?
They're like, I'm busy telling you how busy I am.
and meanwhile, you're the person doing the work, but you're also going out to happy hour afterward, being like, woo, and they're like, you're supposed to be miserable and burnt out like me. Like, I am busy, but I'm also going to go have fun.
Right.
Fuck you.
Look, I got no problem with AOC doing this. I think she looks great. Again, I need to know who the person is next to her in the picture. Just for
Aurora James. Aurora James. She's a Canadian fashion designer.
How do you spell her name?
AURORA.
James. James?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. Got it. Got it.
You're welcome. AOC looks great. I am awful.
Was that her guest?
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder if that was our designer, but I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
I'm off of all these young activists and Congress people who are doing the right thing, enjoying the perks of their positions. What are you doing?
I'm looking at Aurora James.
Wow. Okay.
She's very talented. She's very, like, actually her stuff is pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was her talent that you noticed.
I noticed her in that dress, I assume she made. A very talented designer. Is designer the right word? Yeah, sure.
Yes, designer. Yes, she's designer.
Good gracious. Anyway, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous to hard judge her on that. I don't have any problem with it.
Frankly,
she could wear that dress to Congress. I'd be like, fuck them.
This is my thing is, look, we're not changing our system of capitalism anytime soon, and which is what people like to throw at capitalism as the, you know, the go-to word. And I completely understand a lot of arguments, but that shouldn't change it anytime soon.
Nope.
AOC, do your thing. All these people who are actually fighting for democracy day in and day out and actually pushing for change and pushing for things like wealth equality. No issue with them going out to kiki it up. And also, and if for a lot of people on the far left and far right, a lot of shit is jealousy.
Oh, 100%.
Like, just
to go to the Met Gala. It looks awesome. Yeah, some people are dressed like the Hamburglar or whatever, but
I would dress so fucking extravagantly if I could. Look, we need to do something so I can get invited, or I can at least afford to go. I want to go.
Let me think of a thing that makes us incredibly rich. Let me use Greg Abbott's logic for this last story. Yeah, look, why don't I just eliminate all rape, right? Like, it's the same thing, like, oh, why don't I just make us rich? Oh, I hadn't thought of that before? Weird. I don't know why I didn't do it before.
You said that? I'm reading the story now.
Yes. He was like, hey, guys, don't worry about the Texas law on abortion, because I'm going to eliminate rape. How? You could have done it earlier? Yeah, that's what he said.
And then I'm going to have a stroke.
They're going to eliminate. Rape is a crime, and Texas will work tirelessly to make sure we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas by aggressively going out.
Were you not tirelessly working to eliminate rape before you, before this bill? And also,
yeah,
that's correct. The problem with this bill is that if a woman does experience sexual assault, such as rape, and gets pregnant, or a person gets pregnant, you and they don't find out until 7 fucking weeks, that means they have to carry that baby to term.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yo, roll this nigga off a cliff. I hate him.
Yeah, it's like the Mac and Me clip.
That's inclusivity, guys, because I paid attention to his disability, and also making sure that he gets my ire by saying he needs to be rolled off the fucking planet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like making sure that his death is wheelchair accessible is fine. Like, fuck that guy. Like, seriously, fuck him. He says rape is a crime, and Texas will work tirelessly to make sure we eliminate all rapists from the streets of Texas by aggressively going out and arresting them. Hold on a second. Going out and arresting them and prosecuting them and getting them off the streets. So goal number one in the state of Texas is to eliminate rape so that no woman, no person will be a victim of rape. Really? And it's interesting. Somebody had pointed this out, which I thought was a really great point.
Do they actually prosecute rape cases? Like, do they actually have a good success rate when it actually comes to putting rapists in jail?
No.
I bet you they fucking don't.
No, of course not. But somebody made a point that I thought was pretty salient, which is, How about you deal with all those rape kits that have been left unsolved?
Yes.
You know, like unresolved.
Yeah.
If you really care about taking rapists off the streets. Like, no, why not work to tirelessly remove rapists off the street before passing this law?
No. We're going to do this by banning abortion after 6 weeks. Cause yeah, that's going to help. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, you know, the idea of like who's getting abortions, it's mostly married people who don't want to have more kids. That's the vast majority of people. Vast majority of women who are getting abortions are people who are married.
Now, I'm gonna make an assumption that men like Greg Abbott believe that husbands can't rape their wives.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, probably.
Like, this is disgusting.
By the way, my point was not that it's marital rape. It's just that family planning, right? Oh, shit, we got pregnant. Like, but yeah, I'm sure that happens too. It is. It's ridiculous because it's like, one, no, you're not. Two, if I go by your statement, why didn't you do it already? And three, no, you're not. You're not going to eliminate all rape. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. As I said, we're going to have a war on jealousy. It's meaningless.
And also, if you're someone who's experienced sexual assault, chances are it's by someone you know.
Yeah. And it all, and when it's not, like, how are you picking these people up before it happens?
Right.
You're not.
Tell me where the prevention is. What does that look like? And who are you targeting for these prevention?
I bet I could guess. I bet I could guess.
And Tejas, who you targeting?
Right. Of course. You already know. So it's Greg Abbott sucks. And I mean, we already knew this, but it's such an offensively stupid statement. It's such an offensively stupid statement.
Disgusting. I am. Yeah. Listen, I know we're behind the hour mark, but I feel like there's just some stuff I just can't say.
All right, that's fair. Wow, god damn. Like,
I know Jay made a statement earlier about things should not being able to happen, but when men say stuff like this, I'm like, you gotta be an exception. Like you can't, like, there's, maybe it's me and I have like some fucked up values, but I just don't think everybody needs to be alive. Like I feel as though
me myself personally,
I feel as though some people just are a waste of space on this earth. And he's one of them.
I mean, the oak tree tried to kill him. It wasn't successful. It
Damn
tried.
That oak tree. Why yeah. didn't you succeed?
He was riding his bike in the storm.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe one day when he's old enough, someone will accidentally, you know,
take him
to a ramp and accidentally let go, let him speed into traffic. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You never know what could happen. You never know.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. Like that guy can, again, he's one of these people. He can burn as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a shit about Greg Abbott. All right, I think that's it for us. Tiara, thank you for coming in. That was very fun.
I'm mad.
All right, well, good luck with all that. I'm going to bed. All right, that is it for us. Any final thoughts?
Just if you're not vaccinated, what you doing?
It's a good question, is any.
What you doing? Like you're playing with your life, and you do not want to be one of these people to fuck around and find out, because Delta is out there and they will get up all up in them lungs. Yeah. And if you're a dude, you should be worried about becoming impotent afterward. If for anything, do it for your dick.
Good night. Yeah, that's. I don't know another way to end the episode. All right, later, guys.